started making music when I was a child.
And it was natural. It was beautiful. It was like breathing. And then I went to normal school. And in this normal school, I found a normal teacher who wanted me to sing. And unfortunately, I have low voice. So I was forced to sing low notes in the choir. And then, because of this experience, I refused to sing. And I didn't sing for like 10 years. I couldn't. Because it was not natural. This is my singing voice. My singing voice is soprano. So, because of this, I was like, well, another story was my, let's say, business. When I was 16, I started to work in show business. I was so attracted by music and art. So I went to this festival and said, look, I want to work with you. And I was hired. And then I was in show business, like busy working in Europe, in many places, television, recording studio. I was learning everything by just, you know, watching people that know how to make it. So big festivals, selling television programs, making television programs. I was touching things, you know. I was never stuck to nowhere. One time I really was happy with a crew of people, so I was thinking maybe I'm gonna stay there. It was a theater, and then the guys just left. Many of the older actors left the group, so I said, you know. So I was always looking how people make the art, and I was really not believing in myself because of this experience in my primary school. And then one day I was like, you know. Somehow, I started to play my own body. I didn't know at this moment that this is also natural. You know, people do it all around the world. You know, in primitive cultures, they do it. So I found a drum, and I was addicted to playing drums. So that was my first instrument, real instrument, and I was carrying this drum as well. You know, I'm a traveler, so I was really unhappy doing this because my backpack was full of drums. One drum was in the backpack, so it was like, okay, but I was really dedicated. That took me around 10 years to play it. And also I played some ethnic instruments like didgeridoo, that's the example. I really, really liked it, and at the same time I started to make, let's say, music with my own throats, vocal throats, right, the chords. So, but I didn't like to learn. I was really unhappy learning. I tried. I went to some. I went to see some regular lessons. For example, with the piano. And then I was unhappy. I couldn't do it. I don't know if it's just me or people have you know, problems like this, or many, well, some people have problems like this, but I didn't like to learn. I was sure that I could just make it. So even if I had this first moment with my drum, it was like touching it and listening. So what I believe, music, making music is about experimenting, enjoying, listening. First of all, we really need to listen. So I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you many of the techniques that I found from my very unique teachers. Because my teachers, they showed me that, my later teachers, they showed me that music can be fun, that music is natural, that music is a flow, and you never know how you're going to start it and how you're going to make it. So it's about improvisation, and it's about joy, and it's about sharing, and it's also about growth for me. So I'm very, very happy that what you said is like what I believe it can be for all of us. So also I believe that all of us can make music. It's important to just stop thinking I'm making music. Because when we think we make music, we start to judge ourselves. That it's not the right pitch, it's not the right moment, it's something wrong with me. So when we don't really stress ourselves, it becomes natural, much more natural. So all the techniques from the beginning are going to be to find your own natural sounds. Okay? One more person. Say your name and tell what music is for you.
Eitan Shapira, and music for me is listening to, it's more listening, it's just learning how to listen.
Mm-hmm. And you have a nice voice as well. So, first,
first question. Do you mind if I record some of the pieces?
No.
No? If I film them? No? So first of all, I'd like you to close your eyes. Close your eyes and relax. It's gonna be a little bit of breathing session. It's a technique called Wild Root Meditation by Ami Karmeli, who is one of my teachers. And this is very simple because we have three awarenesses. And one of them is hearing. So when you have your eyes closed, open for hearing. Don't forget to breathe. It's going to be the second one. Listen to the sound. All create symphony. Some repetitive one. When you hear, you are here. When you stop hearing, you stop to be in the present moment. One of our senses, very useful when we want to make music or enjoy music, is hearing. So whenever during this meditation you stop hearing, come back. You need it. The second awareness is the breath. And I believe that we can make anything with our breath. We can make it special. So with every of your breath, you can invite whatever you feel like. It may be the energy of the whole universe supporting you. It can be the essence of the teachings that you've been given by your teachers, musical teachers, life teachers. It may be the energy of Pachamama. Imagine love, beauty, or energy. Any kind. That enters your body with every of your breaths. Choose the thing that you really like. Choose the kind of energy you really enjoy. So please listen. And take the good stuff with attention. Yes. See your spine. If the posture is natural, maybe you need to correct it. So you can enjoy being relaxed. With this energy that you choose. And now we start to use our voices, but with a special way. It's not gonna be singing, it's gonna be sighing. So take a good breath, full of energy, and sigh using your voice.
Thank you.
this technique is supposed to give us the connection to our spirit. When we make it, Amit makes sessions a few days long, only this. When we make it with these three awarenesses, we are definitely high. Because whatever you choose, that you chose, it really gives you this energy that you need to be high, to be happy. And this letting go with the voice makes it very natural for, in a while, that we create melodies we never listened. Like from out of space, they come out of our mouths easy. And as we listen to each other, that makes the community experience real, because we don't know what's going to happen. And we let our voices free. So it's very beautiful, especially when you work longer. I told you a few days long in sessions, it's really powerful. But just for the touch of this, how you feel?
Relaxed.
Uh-huh.
Joyful.
Mm-hmm. I want you to be really warmed up, myself as well, because this is 9:00 in the morning, and usually people don't sing at this moment, unless they didn't, sleep. So I want to give you another warm up, which is also kind of spiritual, and we'll really find, if you want, any of you, you can find your natural voice through it. So I'm going to give like 1 minute for one chakra, showing you how to move. So please imagine that you work on your chakra, with your chakra. If you want to use colors, I don't care, but it's about notes. Actually it's about the sounds. So you may use any note. You may be out of the tune. It's good, microtones are natural in nature and in music as well. So first letter is M. Don't close your mouth too much. It should be a little like loose. It's not stressed. And starting from root chakra. I use this movement, like I gather energy and then I release it. So all about our feelings, about our body, and about just one sound.
Ooh.
space. Choose as well. So now, what we're going to do, we're going to move a little bit. Not much. It's not about dancing, it's about moving our body so this sound can go, right? So again, I gather to my heart energy. As you know, you can gather whatever comes to your mind. The most beautiful component of energy ever. You may not even name it. You may just invite it, what you need. So you gather energy to your heart, and then with a little bit movement, So in a way it goes, it starts to travel. So gather and okay, so actually we choose ourselves. like, all right, the nail, nail, yeah, I guess so, screw. Oh, to Balaton. What is it? Over there? Okay, just air. We can start together, pointing in one place. The left shoe with the stripes. Let's do it. Energy, take the energy to your throat and let it go. Just don't think. And the tree, I see the tree. Maybe you see the different tree. Let's sing to the tree.
Okay.
It opens, really opens wide. We want to see. So let it go. Come here into the space. practice every day and see what's going to happen with your voice. And these were like just letters, right?
And the neighbors.
They're never going to be happy, you know, never, ever. So don't think about it. Let's go to details. I'd like you to walk around and find one person and give this person, looking in the eyes, just one sound. One sound.
No. You? No.
Can be. But with ease and joy, whatever you feel. You may be also sad, but I don't trust you. And sadness, I don't believe that there is any sadness in this group at this moment. And give and take the sounds from me. You can harmonize, you can make the same sound, you can make some weird stuff. You can be with this bow, with a sigh, right? Like, I was taught by Inuit women how they sing, maybe women. Because actually this is what women, what they make. Can you give me your hands? They touch each other this way, they look into the eyes, and they, to hit, simply to hit, they do something like this. And they use different sounds.
Always with the sound. You can go slower. You can go slower.
So find that word.
Look in the eyes and experiment, okay? Yes, it's easy. This is like nature. Imagine that you just
if anybody doesn't have a pair, I can be a pair.
Ha! Ha! Hey! Hey!
bodies are good, yeah? Yeah, yeah, like that. Look, it's really not, like, we don't have too much time to re-experiment, but we're going to show you what we can do, and we'll do a little thing. But what we can do is for sounds with... Easy, right? We know this, right? We can use it, right? We have a few kinds of clapping. Okay, more singing. Look, it's very easy because it's about copying. Maybe an easy part is about improvisation. So the first person and then the other one is copying. The first one is inventing something. I would use steps for us, for all of us, so we know where we are. So let's say we have like four steps. 1, 2, 3, 4 to give a pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4 So I make something and I keep it just for a while and I give it as a base to somebody else. For example, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 Can you keep it for me? 1, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3, 4 1, strong.
1, 2, 3, 4 1, 2, 3
So he's gonna make it for 8 times four times. And then I know after 4 times what he's saying, what he's singing. So I can join with my pattern. And I can listen, like 4 times it's enough. So I can know what I want to sing with him for 4 times. Then he stops, but I keep my pattern for 4 times, and then another person is listening, and after my 4, joins me for my 4, the second 4, and then we go, and we go, okay? So we simply need to count, so we know that we have 4, and then another 4 with somebody else, and we exchange, you know what I mean? It's difficult or not?
4 sets of 4 or 4 single steps?
Two sets of four. One is, of course, the beginner is the solo, right? And then after 4, somebody comes. And then after my second 4, I stop. And it goes. So it goes, okay? So only 2 people are singing at one moment. So we can see how it's going to evolve. Whatever, you know, but when you make a pattern, be sure it's a pattern. It's not gonna be like, I don't know. Okay? No, we need to keep it simple. So we listen, it may be weird. Don't worry. It's about keeping it. Because in music, there are not really many rules that I'd like to share with you, but keeping something is important because then we can improvise on it. Later on, we can improvise, but we need to have a base. Some kind of base. So it can be 1, 2 If anybody doesn't want to give more, it can be ha la, ha la, right? Ha la, ha la, whatever. I go. I am. You are. I am, and it's gonna be you are. You are, I am, right? Whatever. I trust you because you are musical. So who's gonna trust me? The rhythm, the motor, the beginner. I can be, but it's not about me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's even the rhythm.
Keep going.
Let's make the steps even, okay? Right, left, right, left, right.
Tira, 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 tira.
Don't sing the same. I'm gonna show you. Okay?
Tira, tira.
We need to keep it spot, right? Being like crazy, and then, you know, repeat it after a while. It's impossible. So you need to have breaks. Like, I am happy, I am happy, and breathe. I am happy, give it to me. I am happy, I am happy, and others.
I am happy.
And me.
I am happy.
And me.
I am happy.
And me.
I am happy.
And me. You know what I mean? And then we can harmonize, we can do rhythms, like, you know, breaking them, you know, things like this. So who's going to attack? Who's the first one? And let's keep the rhythm, right? And only join one after another when you're ready. Don't give something that you cannot speak on.
Why am I ready? Why am I ready? Why am I ready?
Hey! say it one like this. You'll see how different it's going to be when another person starts and then another person joins. And you'll see a completely different thing by another moment. Who's going to answer? But one thing, when you are in the circle singing like this, really try to remember. Do your best to remember what you are. Because another person may be really keeping with you, and then when you change it, this person is going to be like, oh, what's going to happen with me?
I'm sure my rhythm is not that good.
No. We keep it. Even if it's weird, we keep it because other people adjust to us, right? So we keep it this way. And then another thing is listen. Really listen what's going to happen. I listen myself, sure. I need to be at this pitch, right? The level that I also hear other people. So always like open your ears and don't be too loud for yourself. Be loud enough for other people, but be cautious because we need to be in orchestra together. So I want to listen. You, I want to be able to hear you, and you know, after a while, right? We just start. Another thing, another story, another maybe faster, maybe slower, whatever. Who is the boss? Who is the motor? And remember, the motor, all of us actually, we leave space for the like, right? So we need to give some space for that many of us. Don't be like the model for the car. 2 minutes. Yeah, this is it. This is it. Yeah. We have this. 2 minutes. Come on.
Taka.